Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, Lum managed to get the firm of Edwards and Peabody out of the owl business even faster than Abner got them into it. And now not a single feather is left in their place of business, in spite of losing the goodwill and the business of the Ladies' Woodcraft and Feathered Friend Club. Lum is still trying to promote his greeting card enterprise. As we look in on a little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpap is at his favorite place at the library table, reading some informative volume, as usual.
In dancing the polka, the gentleman should clasp his partner lightly but firmly around the waist with his right arm.
Grandpap, I don't believe I want to learn no more about dancing today. I know enough about it, I believe.
No, you don't, Abner. This book says if a feller's going to dance, he ought to do it right or not at all.
Well, who said I wanted to dance?
He takes her right hand in his left hand.
Oh, Grandpap.
But he should beware of holding her arm out straight as though he were imitating a windmill. Did you get that, Abner?
I weren't even listening.
Says you're supposed to imitate a windmill. Let's see you try that one.
I ain't going to do no such a thing now, Grandpap.
Listen, Abner, if you expect me to learn you how to dance, you got to do what the book says.
I never asked you to learn me how to dance. This was all your own idea.
We are now ready to describe the steps.
Oh, my.
Now, listen to this part good, Abner. The polka is danced in 2/4 time. There are 3 steps to each bar. The 4th beat is always a rest.
Well, that's the part I'll do, that resting. I can do that good.
Wait, don't sit down, Abner. You're just getting started now.
Oh, my.
The steps herewith described are for the gentleman. The lady simply reverses them, using her left foot for her right.
Now, that's downright silly. How could she do that? That'd be awful awkward, her crossing her feet over that way, putting her left foot over there to use instead of her right, and then trying to dance.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it says here.
What woman is it that dances that way anyway?
Don't say here who it is. But no use worrying about her. You more likely won't get her for a partner no way.
Be about my luck.
First beat, spring slightly on right foot. Go ahead, Abner, spring.
All right, but if I break my leg now...
That's it, that's the time. At the same time, slide left foot forward.
Oh, Grandpap, I feel silly doing this.
Well, you look a little silly too, Abner, but don't worry, you'll get it. Second beat, bring right foot forward by Glissdale and...
What was that by what?
Glissdale. That's what it's got wrote down here.
Glissdale? Who's Glissdale?
I don't know. More likely that's your dancing partner.
Well, just a minute here now. That ain't the woman with the crossed up left foot, is it?
Oh, I don't think so.
I bound you that's who it is, and I ain't going to dance with her neither, Grandpap.
Well, that's the way it is in the book, Abner.
I don't care. I ain't going to dance with that Glissdale woman. Either you change that to Elizabeth, or I won't even go to the dance. Well, wait a minute. I ain't going to no dance. What's the matter with me?
Well, you might go to one someday, and you want to be prepared for it. But I'll change this for you.
Yeah, change it.
Bring right foot forward by Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And at the same time, raise the left foot.
Hmm.
Have you got your left foot raised?
Uh-huh.
Then you... Wait a minute. I've got to turn the page here.
Well, hurry up now, Grandpap.
Well, hold your horses, Abner. You want to learn this right.
Well, I can't hold one foot off the floor all day long. Hurry up.
Here we are. And then serve small sandwiches cut in dainty shapes.
Sir, sandwiches.
That's what it says.
On one foot?
Well, here, read it yourself.
That's the silliest one dance I ever heard of, Grandpap.
Well, I admit it does appear to be a little peculiar, but maybe we're getting old-fashioned, Abner, behind the times.
Well,
something
now...
Something new, I reckon.
If this is the way they're dancing nowadays, I know I ain't gonna take it up. Doggone, I'd be the laughing stocks of the whole town, hopping around in the middle of a dance floor on one foot carrying a plate full of sandwiches.
Cut in dainty shapes, it says.
I don't care what shapes they're cut in. You can just count me out, Grandpa.
Wait, Abner. Don't put your foot down yet.
Well, I'm tired.
Just seen I made a mistake here.
Mistake?
It's a gooder know me. I turned too many pages. What's the matter?
Well, hurry up and find out what I'm supposed to do with this left foot of mine then. I'm getting tired of standing this way. Hurry up now, Grandpa, if you're going to.
For goodness sakes, what's the matter with you, Abner?
Howdy, Lum.
What are you standing on one foot for?
Do you think you're a crane or something?
No, Grandpap just found a book in the library on dancing and stuff, and he's bound and determined he's going to learn me to dance.
Yeah, it's a handy thing to know, Lum. Would you like to join the class? You can be Abner's partner here. No, I ain't got time for no such foolishness as that, Grandpap. You just sit there and learn how to dance by yourself. Yeah, that's sort of hard to do, Lum. Not for a genius like you. Don't bother us now, Grandpap, because I want Abner to help me with a new idea I got.
A new idea? What is it, Lum? Has it got something to do with the store or with the Edwards Publishing Company?
It's for the publishing company. Greeting card department.
Well, what is it?
Say, Lum, if I'm going to take up dancing, I believe I better go home and get some rest first. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
Grandpap.
Good idea.
So long. Just reading here. And some of these steps here look uncommonly hard to do. Now, here's one.
Well, don't read it to us, Grandpap. Just go on home and get some rest. That's what you need.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Abner. I believe that's just what I'll do. Glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you fellas later on. So long.
So long,
Grandpap.
So long,
Grandpap.
One worry feller to death. Dancing.
There's one feller that would be a heap better off if he'd never learned how to read.
Yeah, he would. I wish he never had to learn. Well, what's this new idea of yours, Lum?
Well, we won't make no money out of this, but it's an awful good thing to do.
Yes, Lum.
Yeah. We're going to print up some big birthday greeting cards and send them to all the Pine Ridge boys that went in the Army or the Navy.
Oh, well, that sounds good. But now, what if it ain't their birthday, though, Lum? It'll be a little silly sending them a birthday card when it ain't their birthday.
Well, we can find out about that.
Huh?
See, what we got to do is call up their mamas and papas and find out when their birthdays is.
Oh.
And then about a week or so before we send a greeting card to whatever boy's having a birthday, well, we'll put his greeting card on the counter where everybody can see it. Set it right over there by the cash drawer.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll put a pen and ink right next to it.
Well, what's that for?
Well, you see, I want everybody in town or everybody that comes in here to write something on that card.
Oh.
See, we're going to make the cards pretty big and leave the second page of it blank, and that's where folks can write down some little thing they want to say to the boy.
Oh, I see. And this way, why, it'll just be like getting a letter from the whole town.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
It'll make them feel awful good.
Oh, why, sure.
Everybody recollecting them on their birthday.
Yeah, it'll be just like getting a newspaper from home, sort of. Tell them all the news.
Well, we want all of our soldiers to know how proud we are of them and how much we appreciate what they're doing for us back here at home.
Why, sure. I'm for this idea. Yes, sir, I'm for this. That's the best thing I've heard of yet, Lon. Well, let's get started on it right away, then. You want me to call up Ms. Macmillan and ask her about Ernest's birthday? Ernest, he's in the Army, you know.
No, I done talked to her.
Oh.
She said Ernest's birthday ain't till October.
Oh, October, huh?
Said, though, she thought the Blevins boy's birthday was pretty soon now.
Blevin. Oh, Robert Blevin?
Yeah. I'll get hold of Ms. Blevin right now.
Yeah, ought to do that. Ought to
you
do
recollect
that.
What their ring is?
Yeah, let's see. I believe it's, two longs and two shorts. I believe it is. Something like
that. Yeah,
that
sounds like it. I'll try that.
Yeah, ring that anyway. If it ain't them, you can talk to whoever you get. They might have a boy in the Army. Well, sir, I know them soldier boys would love to hear from home. That's the way they'll hear from all their old friends at one time.
Yeah, it'll remind folks to send the boys birthday presents.
Well,
hello,
sure.
Is that you, Miss Blevin?
The best idea I've here.
Ma? Oh, hello, Aunt Charity.
Uh-oh.
What you doing over there? No.
Thought he'd gone the wrong place.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Well, when did they find out, Aunt Charity? Well, I do know.
What is it, Lon?
Did they get any details? Yes, Mom. Granny, that sounds like Robert, all right. There's a boy you could always depend on to do something like that.
Oh, he's a fine boy, that boy is.
Well, oh, well, you go ahead, Aunt Charity. I won't bother you no more right now. But tell Ms. Blevin, tell her... Well, you know better than me what to say, Aunt Charity. Yes, Ma. All right. Goodbye.
Lum, you forgot to ask when Robert's birthday is.
Abner, Robert ain't gonna have no more birthdays.
Huh? You mean... Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's done just what you expect him to do. He went down fighting. And fighting again pretty heavy odds, too. Taking 5 airplanes to get him.
5?
Yes, sir. And he could have got away and saved himself, but he kept on fighting.
so that some of his buddies in another airplane could get away.
Well,
their guns had been shot away, and they couldn't fight no more. He stayed up there and fought it out with them.
Doggy's good for Robert.
Abner, we ain't going to let him get away at this.
Well, what can we do, Lum?
I'll show you. First thing we're going to do is get everybody on the party line.
The party line?
I'll give the fire alarm ring. That'll get them to listen in.
Yeah, well, what you going to tell them, Lum? What you calling them for?
Tell them, wait a minute. Hello, everybody. This is Lum Edwards. There ain't no fire. I just wanted you to listen in so I could tell you something. It's an alarm, all right. I don't know how many of you folks know about Robert Blevin yet. Bob's a hero now.
Yeah, bless his heart.
He's been doing some good work with his airplane over there in the Pacific, but he fought his last battle the other day, and he fought it for us. It weren't one airplane that got him, or two, or three. It had taken five of them to do it. And right there's where the enemy made its biggest mistake. Robert Blevin is a Pine Ridge boy, and Pine Ridge ain't going to take this setting down. We're going to get every one of them five airplanes. And here's how we're going to do it. All of you folks is pledged to give 10% of your earnings for war bonds and stamps. Well, that ain't enough now. Every citizen of Pine Ridge has got to give more than that. Not only this week, but every week. We got to keep it up till we got things evened up for Bob. So start buying them war bonds and stamps right away, folks. You can get them at the post office or the bank, but start getting them. Because you're buying these for Robert Blevin and boys like him.